For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For this week's Illinois Issues in-depth report, we talk to Kevin McDermott, who writes about the nuclear waste issue in Illinois.
Illinois is one of more than 30 states that have nuclear power plants within their borders. And within Illinois, the problem of what to do with the waste from those plants is actually worse than the situation in any other state. Illinois, because it has more nuclear power plants than anyone else, it's actually got 6 active sites right now, plus a 7th site at Zion that's been shuttered. And all of these sites have nuclear waste on them that have, that's been produced from these reactors. So without a federal repository to put this waste, it basically just stays on site. And of the 78,000 tons of nuclear waste that there is sitting around in the United States, about 10,000 tons of that is in Illinois, and that's more than any other state.
And are other states doing anything differently with their nuclear waste?
The other states are doing exactly what Illinois is doing, which is nothing. They, you know, it's not as if they can set up their own repositories. This is a federal responsibility. Going back to the 80s, the federal government, the Congress passed a law that said the federal government is going to be responsible for collecting and burying and permanently disposing of all nuclear waste in the country. They didn't want it sitting around the whole country at different nuclear power plants. There's environmental hazards, there's health hazards, there's a danger of terrorism. So they wanted this all combined and consolidated in one place. And so the states don't even technically have the authority to set up permanent disposal of their radioactive waste. So it's basically just sitting in there in what they call temporary storage, although in some cases this stuff has been sitting there for decades.
So why hasn't the federal government been able to open up a central repository for all of this nuclear waste if we've seen how it's just being left scattered across the country?
Well, this has been mainly a political problem. The question becomes, if you're going to have a central repository where all the nuclear waste in America goes, who wants that? Well, clearly nobody wants that. Now, what Congress decided was they're going to put this in the Mojave Desert out in the middle of Nevada, under a place called Yucca Mountain. Nevada didn't want it and sued repeatedly over the years to try and stop it. It didn't appear the lawsuits were going to work. The project was moving forward until Barack Obama became president and needed his ally in the Senate, Harry Reid, who happens to be from Nevada and is one of the biggest critics of the plan to put the nuclear waste in Nevada. It was President Obama's administration that said they were going to stop funding the Yucca Mountain project, which had basically just started in terms of actual work, actual digging, and essentially scuttled the program without offering anything in its place. And this was, you know, they had their stated reasons for doing it, and there were some claims that Yucca Mountain was not suitable for this purpose, and some scientists agree, but the politics were pretty clearly there. Obama needed Harry Reid, and Harry Reid didn't want that thing there, and that's essentially why it stopped.
Can we go a little bit into the sources of this nuclear waste? Where is this nuclear waste located?
We have nuclear power sites scattered around the state. There's one in Clinton that's near Springfield, obviously. LaSalle County, up in the middle of the state, has one. There's a shuttered one at Zion, and this has been a big problem. Zion sits on Lake Michigan. It's near Chicago. The nuclear power plant was actually on the lake, so this was lakefront property that could be developed into something else. The plant shut down years ago, and the nuclear waste is still sitting there. They can't move it anywhere. So in addition to not having the income, the tax income from this power plant and the jobs that this power plant had provided, those are all gone now. Zion is sitting there with this nuclear waste in its backyard. It can't develop that lakefront. So the mayor of Zion has kind of become a poster child for some of the problems that nuclear waste can ultimately cause for these communities.
And what are communities doing now? Have they rallied against nuclear waste that is being left behind in these areas?
Yeah, in the case of Zion, they've partnered with about a dozen other cities around the country that are in the same situation. In other words, they had nuclear power plants in their communities. There was some good to it with the jobs that it provided in the tax base, and there was some bad to it because of the nuclear waste that was sitting there. Well, now they're closed, so even the good points about these plants are no longer there. All they've got left is the waste. These communities, including Zion, are lobbying Congress to try and get payments from the federal government, basically restitution, to be given to these communities to make up for some of what they've lost because of the situation, until they're able to open Yucca Mountain or something like it and take that waste out of these communities and dispose of it permanently.
So how difficult or how easy would it be for the federal government to move nuclear waste around, taking it away from these communities and finally placing the nuclear waste in a central repository?
There are some issues, transportation issues. I mean, you know, shipping this stuff, moving this stuff anywhere is inherently dangerous, because if you have a mishap or if you have an attack or you know, anything like that, you could create a problem somewhere where there isn't currently one. But most people, even critics of the nuclear industry, agree that the best solution is to get it all in one place or a few places where it can be adequately guarded. Because this again, it's not just a matter of putting it in the ground and burying it. This would be a facility in which it would be guarded essentially forever. I mean, for as long as as long as there's a government to post soldiers there, because again, this isn't something that you want to be accessible to the terrorists, and somebody needs to monitor all the time to make sure that there's no leaks or anything like that. So you know, whatever dangers there might be in actually picking it up and moving it, which again, there are always going to be inherent dangers, I think most of the thinking is that the greater danger is to leave things the way they are, to have this nuclear waste scattered all over the country like this, because instead of guarding one place, they're having to guard, you know, dozens and dozens of them.
And in your view and from your research, what seems to be the future of the issue? Will there be any changes?
Well, the light at the end of the tunnel, for at least from the point of view of people who were in favor of the Yucca Mountain Project, is that the Trump administration appears to be interested in restarting it. Again, this was a project that was ended under Obama for what a lot of people claim was political reasons. And Trump's administration and its new budget proposal lays out $120 million to restart the project. Now, that's not very much money in the scope of a multi-billion dollar program, but it's an indication that they want to continue what had been started before. And in fact, the administration itself has plainly said that they think that this is something that should be restarted. So again, it's still going to be controversial, but from the point of view of people who think that something needs to be done, that it needs to be put in a central repository, and that should be Yucca Mountain, that would be the progress.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.